Timmy's house adventures bears with two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, with Timmy's house, fiddledy widdledy doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last time on the show, the battle against the troglodytes and the gibbering mouth monster things that talked about being pies and Bobby's butters and stuff. They died, and our heroes were victorious. The heroes did the killing. Some would say that they are the villains of the piece because, you know, if you're a troglodyte, you got killed by them. It's not a good thing. So, what will happen? Will our heroes find more things to murder? Or will they just go home and start a life of peace and make butters for Bobby? Who knows? You'll have to listen to find out.
With the battle over, the kobolds then kind of stand down a bit, and they kind of get into a little formation as the worm priest heads over to the nearby treasure chest, which is or a little trunk that's over by the rocks. He heads over, and as he's over there, you kind of see him rummage through the chest and also pick something up that's on the floor. And then he comes back with it in his hands and holds it out to you guys, either Milo or Lise, looking at both of you.
And he's saying, you help us with the troglodytes. They are a big problem. They feast on my kind and my people. We've come far to come here looking for Bahamut, and we don't know where we would be without your help. So we wish to give you this holy relic.
As he holds out this metal object, and looking at it, it looks like a gear, like a gear piece. As he holds it out to you.
And also, I would like you to take one of these rare shinies we have.
As he holds out this shard, this crystalline shard, which looks similar to the shard that you found a while ago, Milo.
Oh, okay.
Please take this as a token of gratitude and peace.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, a wise one.
Milo accepts them.
Okay.
And then he holds up the gear with his head and goes, da 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 da.
You found a gear.
You got the metal gear.
Metal gear.
Metal gear. Oh,
God. Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. And the shard is, it seems, when comparing it with your other shard, it still has like a chromatic, and by chromatic I mean it has like a rainbow shimmer to it when you reflect it in the light. And it seems to connect to a bit of the crystal. It doesn't stick, but it looks like it used to be together.
Oh. For a second, I thought you said grammatic, and I was like, okay.
It's very good at grammar.
It's very good.
Very good at grammar.
Milo thanks them humbly, and he says, could I ask him questions?
Please speak.
How long have the troglodytes been here?
Troglodytes always been here, but they normally, their trog lair is down far below. Until human dig too deep, flood whole cave, wake up troglodytes and cause them to float up to higher section. We come here after mine abandoned, hoping to find Bahamut, only to find troglodytes now roam the upper levels.
Nice.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's a shame that they've come up this far. It's not nice.
No.
Where do you think Bahamut might be?
We don't know. Bahamut, big, powerful dragon.
I'm going to get you to roll. I mean, you're not a religious type, so I guess history for Milo. I'll roll religion for Lee. So 14 for Milo. Religion for Lee. 16. And a giggles, as you believe in God as well. where is it? Religion there. Religion. You're not very okay. So, Lady Giggles, you're not very learned in Bahamut. Lee and Milo, but I'd say even with that ten will let you know that Bahamut is a god, a dragon god. Lee and Milo, you know that this dragon god resides on the good side. He's not a bad god. He's not an evil god. But yeah, he's normally worshipped by kobolds, lizard folk, and like dragonborns and stuff.
Okay. My next question is, do you know what's further up in the cave? And Milo points at this direction.
Which direction is that? Is it to the right?
It's just sort of over here. Can you see my...
Oh, okay, yeah. Down that way, I will reveal.
Down that, in that direction, that way leads out of cave. You will end up closer to Sunset Mountain. That's where we came from. That's how we got here.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
We will be heading that way very soon. Will you be coming with us, or do you intend to venture deeper into mine?
We'd like to go deeper into the mine if we can. But
he then turns to the kobolds near him. As the three of the kobolds, if it will let me have my mouse back. Here, then, in unison, bang their shields against the floor three times, and then head over with you, as then the other three behind will move over, as he then turns back to you.
Very well. I have sent my bravest to guard you in your journeys.
May you look after them well.
As we now split ways, if they survive, they will find their way back.
Thank you for your kindness. This is Milo speaking. He's like, thank you for your kindness. My people have only ever known friendship with you, and I am glad that we could continue
this journey.
Our soul journeys together. And Milo bows. And it's the first time that they all look at, like the other two are looking at Milo and going, what the fuck?
And the kobold worm priest with like the kind of like the Cubone skull half helmet on his head. He bows his head slightly as well and puts his fingers in all and like a strange triangle shape. And then turns away and ushers his followers with him to leave with him. Oh, I don't want to drag the map.
Bye,
the map journey. Just disappears. Like, oh my gosh, we're in the void.
I say then.
Bye.
Head back out.
Safe journey.
You now have some kobold companions with you.
Okay, so do they have names?
Yeah.
Well, I was like, what's your names?
We now step into the world, the part of the stream I didn't plan. Okay. So this the middle one is named Colin. And I will mark him blue. Blue for Colin. No. Okay. Brown. It's orangey brown. Because crap for Colin. There you go. C for Colin. And this one will be, if blue, he'll be called Barry.
Barry Blue.
Can his name be Barry Scott?
Barry Blue.
And the bottom one, we're using red for the inspirations. No, I use green for inspirations. Red, his name is Rakshawasa.
We're going to call him Rex.
Rakshawasa. Right, Milo's like, well, gang, I guess that's cool that you've got names. We've got names too.
They look to be tending their wounds and trying to look after themselves. And they, how's Felix? I think Felix is fine. The kobolds ask,
can we first take short break and rest up just to get our breath back after fight? Yes, yes, I'm hungry too. We must eat. They
Don't
eat
worry.
Us, so we eat them.
Don't worry, Barry Scott. We agree with this.
Yes, with his rest.
Okay, so with a short rest, everyone heals back to maximum health points. Some time passes. What are you guys doing in your time as you're taking your short rest?
Milo's going to give his bow to
me.
Giggles to fix.
I'm going to fix Milo's bow.
And Milo gives the crossbow back to Lee.
Okay.
Milo's like, I'll probably forget, but I'm going to buy one of those when I go to town. Because it's kind of handy to have.
See how well your mending ritual, because it takes the whole resting period. Okay, you fixed this bow fine. There wasn't really anything else wrong with the bow that you could see or whatever. So yeah, you managed to just reattach the string as if it had never snapped.
Super easy.
Let's get everyone's surges back as well. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, kobolds, what's your maximum health? Your temp hit points will be gone now as the spell fades. And Felix has wandered over to the edge of the ledge where the mass of water is. And he's kind of just kneeled down and he's just staring into the water.
Milo's going to go and ask him if he's all right. Are you all right, Felix?
I'm going to get you and roll. A 24. As you approach him and he's staring down, you see that he's kind of in his own mind, that crazy smile he usually always has on his face and that manic giggling that he tries to control, none of that is present. And he's kind of got like a deadpan expression as his eyes are like slightly half closed. It's like he's just daydreaming, staring into the water. His smile's gone. But when the moment you say, are you all right? And you see him snap out of it as his eyes widen a bit. And he looks over to you with his big grin on his face again. He's like, hello, Milo. You all right?
Yeah. Oh. He goes, if there's ever anything wrong, you can always
talk to us.
Yeah. I mean,
no, there's nothing wrong. But I think I've seen your father, Milo. Look into the water.
as he puts his hand over you and kind of looks back at the water and waves with his other hand.
I mean, I'll look.
Looking in the water, you see your own reflection.
I go, oh my God, there's a cat, there's a tabaxi in the water.
Like, no, no, as he then gently slaps you on the back of the head. Like, look, and then you do the water wobbles and suddenly you see the face of Mufasa.
I exclaim, oh my God, there's a tabaxi in the water.
That's a Leonin.
Because Milo can't distinguish between what's his reflection and an actual tabaxi. So he's like, oh my God, there's somebody in the water. We've got to help him.
Felix then just slaps the water. He's like, God damn it, you're no fun. And then he walks away.
Milo's confused and just sort of like wanders back off. Lee talks to the kobolds and he's asking about the chest.
The kobolds there, like, really happily just munching on troglodyte flesh, and it's not a pretty sight. They didn't really cook it. It still stinks. And kind of just nods in agreement and waves to go, yeah, go away. Do whatever you want.
And he's like, sweet.
Barry and he Colin goes over the chest. Just munching on flesh. I think and Colin is munching on the head of a troglodyte.
Oh, nice. yeah, Lee's going to go and look at the chest.
All right. Nope. That's not where I went. That one.
And Milo seeing this as well, he sort of wanders over.
A 9. Ooh. Lee and Milo, after fishing out 191 gold. You find a pair of slippers which are sticky to the touch, and they seem to be covered in cobwebs. And as you try and wipe the cobwebs off, you then realize that the slippers are made of cobwebs.
Right.
Let's see if any of you know what these are.
Spider silk shoes.
15. I'll go with that rather than try and bring up your sheet. 15. Okay. He knows these to be slippers of spider climbing. While you wear these light shoes, you can move up, down, and across vertical surfaces and upside down along ceilings while leaving your hands free. You have a climbing speed equal to your walking speed. However, the slippers don't allow you to move this way on a slippery surface, such as one covered by ice or oil. So you're now, with these slippers on, I mean, I'd imagine you'd have to really try and strap these slippers onto your feet as you try to go upside down and along walls, because slippers are not known to be completely snug on your feet. They yeah. can easily slip out. But yeah, you've got slippers made of spider webs that will allow you to be Spider-Man.
Oh, well, I mean, that's quite a good again, I'm not sure if we'll wear them straight away.
Well, if we find Plumbo, we can give them to him. We'll never lose him.
Spider Plumbo.
No, because he'll go on the ceiling and just stay there.
True, that's true.
And then all the blood will rush to his head and it'll explode.
That's true.
Who's taking the gold and who's taking the slippers?
I reckon Lee can have the slippers. Put them in his bag.
Lee the mule.
Yeah, of course. And then the gold. It's difficult because it's sort of like I'll say Lee can take the gold and he can buy the next round of beer.
Who takes the gold, Lee?
Lee will take the gold as well. Mm-hmm. He technically found it, so, you know.
It's 501 gold.
He's going to buy the round of beer at the pub.
At the pub.
Okay.
Okay. So once the rest is completed.
Yeah. Everyone's all rested up now.
We're all sort of like, yeah, we can go. We can move on now and we can, we'll go back and investigate the cogs and the machinery sort of stuff up the top. The pumping system, basically.
Yep.
So you're heading all the way back there. Okay. Grab yeah. everyone.
Wee! The Teenage Mutant Ninja Kobolds. Oh, shit. Teenage Mutant Ninja Kobolds. Teenage Mutant Ninja Kobolds. Kobolds in a half shell. Kobold power.
Okay, dokes. I'll keep you guys small for now in case you guys end up going back down to the bottom. Alright. You appear back around the machine.
Okay. So, we'll have a look at the pump. And Milo will have a look, starts having a look at the pump, and he starts investigating to see if there's anywhere that the cog could fit.
Okay. I mean, looking around the machine, you do easily see on one side, kind of on this side where it looks like there's like a little panel, there are a few cogs missing. Looking at the pegs that are there, you believe by putting one in, you believe there may be another two cogs missing.
Gosh darn it.
Okay.
Two gears.
We'll talk to the kobolds about it and say, do you know where any more of these are?
A holy artifact. There are only one holy artifact. We have not seen more.
Okay. This might be interesting then.
If there's more, why would it be holy?
I thought there might be, you know, like there's a holy artifact of power and...
What is this strange thing? Is this shrine? This must be shrine. That's where holy artifact goes.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Let's put it in.
Yep. Slot it in.
Are there any particular obvious ones?
I mean, there's gears, there's a couple gears that are still attached. But around that control panel, there's like scratch or claw marks and stuff, and just basic damage that's done to the machine. But yeah, there is still a lot of space left where some gears need to go.
Okay. Might I suggest that we go back to that underwater area then? So we'll go back to where we fought the Power Rangers.
Okay.
All right.
Because there was a corridor down there, wasn't there?
There was a corridor down there that we haven't touched.
And we'll venture into that. We'll venture into the unknown.
Who is going into that section? You can have more than one person, just so I know who to drag over.
Milo's going to go in for sure, because he can see.
He can see, yeah.
Yep.
And
The kobolds are there to be used as well, for if you want to use them as bait or God knows what else. That's kind of what the other team did.
No.
I mean, you guys go ahead. That way, if you die, it's not our problem.
Now, we'll... I'll tell you what, we'll all sort of go as a team.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sacrifice the kobolds.
No. Yeah. Is it single file, is it?
It is a narrow corridor or area. So I just bring you over. I'm just trying to line people up. Felix, sure, you can go to the front. Should be up here now.
Right. So we sort of like ask Felix to do his light trick again.
And then Felix goes, right, and he pulls up his sleeves, which immediately fall back down again, flicks his hands as the fingers kind of spark and smoke a little bit. He blows his fingers like, oh, God, oh, hot. Oh. And then the smoke kind of goes up his nose, which makes him go to sneeze. But he does that. He kind of freezes for a moment, pulling a weird that weird face you do before sneezing. And he pauses for at least like 5 seconds and goes, wah! And then these embers just spray out across the area, lighting the realm.
That's exactly how...
I hate it when that happens.
It's exactly how I envisioned it would happen as well.
Nice.
Okay. So,
I'm going to...
What are we looking at?
Who went up here last time? Was it Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get him to do history. All right. He remembers from the last time that he saw a troglodyte come like swimming in the water here, and as it approached this very dark area of the water, it was suddenly pulled underneath the water, and he saw bubbles rising up, which suddenly, which then dwindled to a stop.
Okay, so stay away from the edges. This is what Lee says. We'll sort of take it slow and sort of go in like a single file.
Felix is kind of standing right at the edge. I'd be like, I'll keep watch for any tentacles or sharks or something, and I'll shoot stuff at it.
Yes.
The kobolds all come down. They're just watching what you guys are doing.
All right, so we sort of come in.
So you're currently wading at the top. And at the moment, the water is waist high.
We walk forward a bit.
Yep. It gets a little bit deeper. It's...
And...
Out there, it's now up to your chest.
Right, can we see anything?
Looking around, let's get Lee's, would be at disadvantage. It's all under dark waters. Okay, he's seeing like what could be something over in this area. It's small, nothing like big. He doesn't know if they're rocks. He doesn't know if it's a chest or.
All right, let's sort of try and, I guess, get to that area.
Okay, let me test everyone's swimming capabilities.
Can we swim? No.
It'll be easy one as you're still just above water. You're not diving or anything.
Like doing a doggy paddle.
Yeah, doggy paddle.
Not Felix. Giggles, his sheet is hiding.
It's like Lee, 26. Milo, 26.
Giggles.
Giggles, 19. Yeah, you're all fine.
Hooray!
You're able to
paddle
and swim through the water okay.
Okay, so we're taking it slow.
Yeah. You can no longer, about there, your feet's no longer touching the floor.
Right.
You can kind of still see the floor, but it's It's getting deeper.
Okay. Can we see what those... So we'll sort of move over here, I guess.
And with you guys moving away from Felix as well, as you were moving further away, your axe of warning was dimming and going down. It wasn't as bright now.
Okay.
Okay, get everyone to do perception.
That's quite good.
That's a good thing then, if that's the case.
16. We might be able to see something coming to kill us.
Yeah.
16. And 16, Lee. Okay, so Lee, I guess with you guys swimming next to each other, Milo accidentally swats a load of water into his face. So Lee doesn't see a thing as he's just coughing and spluttering a little bit. Giggles and Milo, you're seeing something possibly gear shaped around here, resting on the floor. You see a gentle shimmer of silver.
Okay, so Milo will approach. Giggles can sort of watch. And Milo will attempt to dive for it.
All right. You had a decent breath, so you're able to hold your breath as you dive underneath. As you're going under and you're swimming down, Giggles, your dart of warning, it pings on very bright and suddenly, but then just as quick as it pinged on like a light bulb, it pings back off again. And then after a short pause, it begins to flicker on and off and then go off again.
Oh, I thought you were doing like the blind date theme.
No, we're doing the trolls thing.
And then Milo, as you are down there, we'll get you to use perception. You're feeling around. Currently, you're grabbing like rocks and stuff at the minute from where you are. But you do see what could be a gear thing closer to the edge.
Oh my God. I guess I try and go. I'll come back up. Do I have enough breath to go for it?
I mean, you rolled a 26, so yeah, you're not panicking. You've got enough breath.
I'll go to it then.
Okay, is he swimming forward? Still struggling to see it. There's like bits of reeds and seaweed that's been growing here as well. So you're having to wade through some of it. And one thing that you thought was silvery turned out to be like a fish, which quickly panics and swims out into the open dark. And at this point, Giggles, your dart is flickering again and pinging on very bright. And it's holding on to its brightness for about like 3-4 seconds and then pings off again.
We need to get out.
Well, you can abandon me.
Why would we abandon you?
I'm underwater, so I can't hear.
Yeah, from Riley's perspective, he doesn't know what's happening from where Lee and Giggles are.
Felix
is staring out into the open dark to keep an eye on things.
I will continue to flail around, I guess.
To try and find it. You're now struggling to breathe and it's causing you to panic and rise back to the top of the water.
Okay, I'll do that then.
As you catch your breath.
How far did you leave? How far did you walk come up from us?
I am basically like a swim away sort of thing.
Can I hold up my dart of warning if it's still glowing so you can see it? Yep. Would you be able to see it?
So, yeah, Milo, after clearing the water from your eyes, you're seeing this dart of warning glowing way brighter than it was when you were standing next to Felix, but it's also flickering on and off, which it's unnatural for what it had been doing in the past. But, yeah, you see the dart of warning flickering.
Well, I mean, if the gear's here, you know... I'll shout over to Felix. Like, can you see anything?
Felix rolling perception. As he's looking around, critical fail. He's looking around. So I've been keeping an eye on the water. There's been no bubbles or ripples. Nothing that I could see. I mean, I saw a fish. Be careful of cod, I guess. But no, seems fine. I think you're good, mate.
All right.
Face the chaos.
Okay.
You got Thanks. This. I see them holding a thumbs up.
Can Milo see anything in the deep?
What's staring into the darkness?
Yeah, can you make anything out? Any?
You do have dark vision. Yeah, you do. 23. Staring into the darkness and really focusing onto it, you're kind of looking more out this far. So a reasonable distance away from you. And looking underwater for a long time, you don't see much. You're probably like staring at it for a couple minutes, and the others probably looking at you, maybe trying to keep quiet because they see that you're in the zone and focusing. But then you believe that you think you see the silhouette of a person down there. And just as you begin to make out that shape, it disappears.
Shit.
Okay.
I say I think there's something down here. Like a person type thing, but it disappeared. I'm freaking out, guys.
Felix is like, are you sure you're not just jumping at your own shadow?
I'm pretty sure there's not enough light.
He's doing insight to make sure that you're not just lying to him or anything. Or he's like, all right, well, you just be careful, all right? I'll keep watch. As he looks to the kobolds and goes, look out for like a person underwater. Look out for like Little Mermaid. You've seen Little Mermaid, right?
I love Felix. He's like, he's my kind of character.
And with that begins another mystery in this wonderful world of Dungeons & Dragons. I'd like to thank Dave for the story and dungeon mastering and coming up with voices and doing things. And I'd like to thank Tanya for playing the game and you lot for listening. Now, remember to tune back in next week for another episode of Big Timmy's House, and hopefully I'll stop playing Zelda Tears of the Kingdom long enough to record something. Ha ha ha. Random thing about video games. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house so I can play Zelda. Bye. Bye. Bye.